Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Nation pays homage to Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar on his 134th birth anniversary today. President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker pay tributes at Parliament House complex. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple projects in Haryana to mark Dr. Ambedkar's anniversary, says every policy of government reflects Dr. Ambedkar's path of justice and inclusion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates All India Forensic Science Summit in New Delhi. Government is trying to make justice system people-centric and scientific. Fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi arrested in Belgium. Russia reaffirms its commitment to deepening strategic ties with India, reiterates support for New Delhi's bid for permanent seat in UN Security Council. And in Archery World Cup Stage 1, India's Dheeraj Bhumadevara bags bronze medal in Florida, USA. The nation is paying homage to the chief architect of the Indian Constitution, Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar, on his 134th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid floral tributes at Baba Saheb's statue in Parliament House complex this morning. Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh, Leader of House in the Rajya Sabha J.P. Nadda, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament and general public also paid tributes at Dr. Ambedkar's statue. President Draupadi Murmu said in a social media post, in his inspiring life, Baba Saheb created a distinct identity of his own. Despite facing extreme difficulties and earned respect around the world with his extraordinary achievements, she described Baba Saheb as a man of prodigious abilities and multifaceted personality. The president said Baba Saheb considered education as an important tool for social change and empowerment of the downtrodden. She also urged citizens to pledge to adopt the ideas of Dr. Ambedkar in their lives and work to build a nation that embodies the spirit of social harmony and equality. In Uttar Pradesh, a series of events have been organized to mark the occasion. All districts across the state are hosting events, seminars and tribute ceremonies dedicated to Baba Saheb's life and legacy. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath paid tribute to Baba Saheb at an event in Lucknow. He said, on Baba Saheb's birth anniversary, we are uniting 14 to 15 lakh people who have been deprived of any kind of facility to provide them facilities.
कि बाबा साहब की पावन जयंती है 14 अप्रैल है और याद करना हम लोग पहले चरण में ऐसे 14 से 15 लाख परिवारों को जोड़ने जा रहे हैं जिन लोगों के पास सभी प्रकार की सुविधाएं एक मुफ्त उन्हें उपलब्ध करवाने के कार्यक्रम को इसी महीने हम उसको आगे बढ़ाने जा रहे हैं.
The birth anniversary of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar is being commemorated across Maharashtra with a variety of programs and initiatives. A report.
Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, along with Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis, offered floral tributes to Dr. Ambedkar and the Akhanda Bheem Jyoti at Chaitya Bhumi in Dadar. The Governor and the Chief Minister also planted a sapling at the site and visited an exhibition of rare photographs of Dr. Ambedkar organized by the Bruhan Mumbai Municipal Corporation. They were accompanied by Deputy Chief Ministers Ajit Pawar and Eknath Shinde, BMC Commissioner Bhushan Gagrani and other dignitaries. Speaking on the occasion, Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan said that India is a strong democratic nation today, thanks to the invaluable contribution of Dr. Ambedkar in giving the nation its constitution. In a separate program, Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis unveiled a statue of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said as the nation pays tribute to Baba Saheb, his ideals continue to guide the very soul of the government. He was addressing a public meeting in Hisar in Haryana today to mark the birth anniversary of Dr. Ambedkar. The Prime Minister said, for the past 11 years, Baba Saheb's life, his struggle and his timeless message have been the cornerstone of the government's journey.
संविधान निर्माता बाबा साहब का जीवन उनका संघर्ष उनका जीवन संदेश हमारी सरकार की 11 साल की यात्रा का प्रेरणा स्तंभ बना है। हर दिन, हर फैसला, हर नीति बाबा साहब अंबेडकर को समर्पित है।
The Prime Minister flagged off a commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and laid the foundation stone of the Terminal 2 building at the Hisar airport today. The Prime Minister said, working in line with the Baba Sahib's mantra, flights have started from Sri Krishna's land to Lord Ram's Ayodhya. Mr. Modi said he is proud that Haryana is working with seriousness towards fulfilling the resolve of Viksit Bharat.
2014 से पहले देश में 74 एयरपोर्ट थे, सोचिए 70 साल में 74। आज देश में एयरपोर्ट की संख्या 150 के पार हो गई है। देश के करीब 90 एरोड्रम उड़ान योजना से जुड़ चुके हैं। 600 से अधिक रूट पर उड़ान योजना के तहत हवाई सेवा चल रही है।
Speaking about the newly amended wakf law, the Prime Minister said the government received numerous letters from Muslim widows who were suffering due to these injustices. After hearing their stories, we realized that reform was necessary.
नए प्रावधानों से वक्फ की भी पवित्र भावना का सम्मान होगा। मुस्लिम समाज के गरीब और पसमांदा परिवारों, मुस्लिम महिलाओं, खास करके मुस्लिम विधवाओं को, मुस्लिम बच्चों को उनका हक भी मिलेगा और भविष्य में उनका हक सुरक्षित रहेगा।
Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of development projects, including an 800 megawatt power unit of Deenbandhu Chhotu Ram thermal power plant, compressed biogas plant in Mukarrapur, and over 14 kilometer Rewari bypass project under Bharatmala project at a cost of over 1,000 crore rupees. Addressing a gathering, the Prime Minister said Baba Saheb said that the development of industries is a path to social justice. He believed that since the Dalits do not possess sufficient land, they would benefit from industrial development.
Viksit Bharat ke nirman mein bijli ki bahut badi bhumika hone wali hai aur hamari sarkar bijli ki uplabdhata badhane ke liye chautarfa kaam kar rahi hai. Chahe one nation one grid ho, naye coal power plant ho, सोलर एनर्जी हो, न्यूक्लियर सेक्टर का विस्तार हो, हमारा प्रयास है कि देश में बिजली का उत्पादन बढ़े।
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government is trying to make the justice system in the country people-centric and scientific. Addressing the All India Forensic Science Summit in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said the government is working to ensure that those seeking justice get timely justice and also the satisfaction of getting justice.
नए कानून के अंदर हमने टेररिज्म को भी डिफाइन किया है, वॉइस लॉग्स, डिजिटल वॉइस मेल उसको भी स्थान दिया है, बीएनएसएस में ऑडियो वीडियो रिकॉर्डिंग, फोरेंसिक साक्ष्य की वीडियोग्राफी, पूछताछ के दौरान डिजिटल रिकॉर्ड को भी कानूनी आधार देने का हमने काम किया है। पुलिस, प्रोसिक्यूशन और न्यायिक व्यवस्था तीनों जगह पे हमने समय मर्यादाएं तय कर निश्चित अवधि के अंदर न्याय मिलने की प्रक्रिया को सुनिश्चित किया है।
The Home Minister said forensic science is very useful in strengthening the criminal justice system of the country. Mr. Shah said through this, the main objective is to create a safe and capable India. In a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said the Modi government is rooting out drug networks ruthlessly. He said the country's agencies have seized 300 kilograms of narcotics worth 1,800 crore rupees near the international maritime border. He added that this operation in the seas is an example of the success of the government's approach to rooting out the evil of narcotics. The Home Minister noted that this seizure is another achievement to build a drug-free India. Fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi has been arrested by the police in Belgium. A report claimed he was arrested on Saturday at the request of the Central Bureau of Investigation and is currently in jail. Choksi is wanted in connection with the Punjab National Bank loan fraud case. The police referred to two open-ended arrest warrants issued against Choksi by a Mumbai court while placing him under arrest. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary has called Choksi's arrest a very big achievement. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi had already said that the ones who have looted the money of the poor will have to return it.
देखिए मोदी जी ने जो पहले ही कहा कि गरीबों का पैसा जिन लोगों ने खाया है उसको वापस करना होगा और देश में सभी के खिलाफ कार्रवाई चल रहा है मोहल चौकसू पकड़ा गया है निश्चित तौर से बहुत बड़ी सफलता सब पे प्रयास चल रहा है.
In Punjab, Mohali Cyber Crime Police has booked the leader of the opposition, Pratap Singh Bajwa, under sections of the Bharat Nyaya Samhita for allegedly spreading misinformation that could compromise national security. Russia has expressed confidence in the rapid and consistent development of its friendly relations and expansion of ties with India as the two countries marked the 78th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations yesterday. More in this report.
In a message shared on Telegram, the Russian Foreign Ministry congratulated India on completion of 78 years of diplomatic relations. The Russian Foreign Ministry expressed confidence in the continued growth of bilateral ties and reaffirmed its commitment to deepening its strategic partnership with India. Moscow also reiterated its support for New Delhi's bid for a permanent seat on the UN Security Council and expressed optimism that the partnership will continue to grow in the years ahead. Highlighting the long-standing and trusted nature of the relationship, the Russian ministry noted that political dialogue between the two nations remain strong with regular high-level meetings. Russia also recognized the steady growth in trade, which reached over $60 billion this year, and underscored nuclear energy as a key area of cooperation. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on Oriya New Year, Pana Sankranti, Mahavishub Sankranti. In a social media post, the president said, "This joyful festival inspires people to work dedicatedly for the country." She wished everyone happiness and prosperity on the occasion. Our Bhubaneswar correspondent has filed this report.
Mahavishuba Sankranti is observed with the release of the new Panjika in Odisha, the Hindu almanac that outlines important religious dates, timings and astrological predictions for the new year. One of the key rituals of this day is the preparation and sharing of Pana, a traditional sweet drink made from wood apple, jaggery or saukar and fruits. Pana Sankranti is also celebrated as the birth anniversary of Lord Hanuman. In Puri, the festival has taken a vibrant turn as traditional wrestlers from Jagagharas and Akhadas demonstrating their wrestling skills after offering prayers to Lord Hanuman. Temples across the state are witnessing heavy footfall, with devotees taking holy dips in rivers and sacred pilgrimage spots to cleanse themselves and seek blessings for the year ahead. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
In archery, India's Dheeraj Bommadevra clinched the bronze medal at the Archery World Cup 2025 in Florida, USA this morning. Dheeraj defeated Andre Tamino Mediel in the men's individual recurve event with a scoreline of 6-4. With this win, India concluded its Archery World Cup campaign with a total of 4 medals, 1 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze. In table tennis, ace Indian paddlers Manika Batra and Srija Akula have begun their ITTF World Cup 2025 campaign with victories in the women's singles category in Macau, China. Manika dominated over Melis Jiret of New Caledonia in her opening match. Srija defeated Constantina Saiho Gios of Australia. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Chennai Super Kings at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation pays homage to Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar on his 134th birth anniversary today. President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker pay tributes at Parliament House Complex. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple projects in Haryana to mark Dr. Ambedkar's anniversary, says every policy of government reflects Dr. Ambedkar's path of justice and inclusion. Union Home Minister Anit Shah inaugurates All India Forensic Science Summit in New Delhi. Government trying to make justice system people-centric and scientific. And with that, we end the Midday News.